This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They have him above Mike Vrabel and Pete Carroll.
Dan Quinn, too.
Dan's really... I still don't have a great feel on what he is. I kind of think of him like Ron Rivera, of like a guy of like, that's well, fair. Okay, look at the organizations you coached for. I know they're both legit dudes. Like, Ron is a legit leader of men, and I think Dan is, too. I still just don't know how great they are. Like, are you good? Are you great?
That I kind get of that. Thing. I mean, I definitely think, like, it's nothing to you know, just brush off that he took a Falcons franchise that generally can never get out of its own way to a Super Bowl. Obviously, there was a lot of talent there before he got there.
Well,
I get
but
that.
You back it up with year one
now,
in Washington
right,
going
so
to the
year one
NFC
in Washington,
game,
which has always been a disaster. Granted, new ownership and all that. And I think Ron Rivera sort of set the table for him to get that organization going the right direction, which is funny to like your comparison there. Listen, if you think Kevin Stefanski is better than Dan Quinn, I think that's still fair. I just
but do you think,
like,
he's the 13th best head coach? Because that was where I kind of scoffed yesterday. I think he's somewhere between 17 and probably 22. I might maybe 16 and 22.
I think I would probably still put Mike Vrabel ahead of him. But I think same way I have Jerry Jeudy 15th overall. I kind of think Kevin Stefanski sort of falls in the same area for me. Like
is it
14,
everyone?
15.
It's like Joe Bitonio, the 15th best guard in the NFL. Also, Miles Garrett is the 15th best pass rusher.
It's a very safe middle of the ground number to choose. Yeah,
you just have
everyone's
OCD.
Just 15th.
Definitely 15th. Got to be 15th.
But yeah, like there's a few names on that list that I would have put ahead of him. Like I said, Vrabel being one of them. I'm with you. I think I would probably take D'Amico Ryans and like the upside there over Kevin Stefanski right now, based on what we've seen to this point. But I am somebody who holds out hope that Kevin Stefanski is the great offensive mind that I think he is in my head. And I've said throughout the offseason when there was the debates early on about should they just move on from everybody and fire everybody and clean house. I've generally said that I think Kevin Stefanski can be part of the solution more so than the problem. Like I think what he's trying to do offensively makes sense. I think we've seen to have success here. And if he isn't necessarily handicapped by some of the decisions the organization makes, and I get it, he's part of the organization, but I'm talking things like there was a lot of very well sourced people reporting that the decision to fire Alex Van Pelt wasn't his. If he was forced to do something like that, like maybe he was a little uncomfortable with that.
But see,
the bringing in Deshaun thing, I'm not saying he didn't have say in that, but part of it I think was, which I thought was interesting, from Ty Dunn kind of added like another new piece of information to the Baker Mayfield conversation where it was like, yeah, they couldn't get a hold of him for months. And so maybe they felt pressured, like, we really got to bring in a new quarterback, so let's go get Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
But I just think, like, we don't know his full role in the Deshaun thing. I can't imagine to change his offense.
What head coach gets that benefit of the doubt in the NFL?
That's very fair. I mean,
like,
not many.
So this is usually where
the coach becomes the scapegoat.
So this goes back to, it's because I always just want to put Kevin in the proper context. And so sometimes it might sound like I'm hating on Kevin Stefanski. No, I'm kind of Switzerland on him. I think he's a hell of a guy. I think he is a very intelligent human being. I don't I don't need Penn or Harvard or anything like that to tell me he's an intelligent dude. I've heard him talk for 5 years. But I also think like there's more shortcomings than people have talked about, specifically in the leadership department, which I think that played a big part with AVP and Bill Callahan leaving as well. I think those guys were part of his leadership and communication. But like I come back to it, it's like there's no other head coach in the NFL that would get a pass for what Baker's become in Tampa, what Deshaun never became here. And overall, you've got 2 winning seasons in 5 years, and you're coming off 3-14. Like, Kevin is Teflon in a way with the general media, in a way that, like, nothing has stuck to him, and it's always somebody else's fault. I find that incredible. Even in a lot of the ecosystems now, even if the NFL is getting more like baseball, where the front offices have the most power and then the managers follow behind, we're not there yet. No. This is, at the very least, Kevin is 50-50 or 33-33-33 of the decision-making here.
Yeah.
So I guess my pushback on all of this you can still think he's a good head coach, but it is wild how nobody can, and we're going to play the Ty Dunn thing here in a minute, which might just set me off. No one is holding this guy accountable for walking into a situation with a quarterback, a running back, 2 wide receivers, 2 tight ends. They reshaped the offensive line that first year, immediately hit the ground running, both with Bill Callahan and other moves, and Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. The only thing you were missing was a franchise left tackle, which is what they drafted Jed Wills to be.
Yeah.
And so he walked into it.
That falls more on Barry.
Well, but see, coaches are super involved in drafting too, even though there have been some clear moments of like that was a front off, like Shador's a front office pick, Dylan Gabriel's a Kevin pick. But the reason why I push back on this is that at the end of the season, there's a chance we're going to have to make a decision, and it might come down between one of those two guys. And at some point, we have to have the genuine conversation. Everyone wants to focus on who the Browns were before Kevin showed up. That's fine. Okay. But talent-wise, what did he walk into?
Yeah.
Okay, has Jimmy Haslam been a problematic owner? You bet your sweet bippy. Did Kevin walk into the blank shelves that Hugh Jackson did, that rebuilding team with Mike Pettine, that Chud did, that Shermer did? I mean, Eric Mangini just whacked half the roster, so that doesn't really count. But I guess that's like, why can't people just have a genuine conversation? There's such a bias around this guy one way or another. That I feel like I'm talking to one half of the room, and it's just, are you watching the same football I am? And I turn around to the exact opposite, and I'm wondering if they're watching the same Kevin Stefanski I'm watching.
So what's interesting, a number of things that you said that I have thoughts on, but I the first thing in terms of like why he's Teflon in a way that maybe other coaches wouldn't be, it's kind of funny, like, he's had the right circumstances and the right reasons for doubt about other people at like the perfect times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right? Like, if 2023 doesn't happen and they don't make the playoffs, he was probably fired after this past season without question. Like, you don't follow up like that quarterback disaster and then you go 3-14 and the quarterback that actually played, you know, half the season that was supposed to be this franchise guy he traded for stinks and you survive a 3-14 season. But because he had 2023 in there, he's kind of safe, right? Like, that kind of keeps him in the conversation. You're like, if he could take that pile of garbage and make a playoff appearance out of it, he must be a good coach, which is also kind of funny in terms of the quarterback competition that we were talking about earlier in the show, Nick, because for as much as we hear that Kevin loves Kenny Pickett and thinks like he's the guy, him and Joe Flacco kind of owe each other one. Like, Joe Flacco kind of owes Kevin Stefanski for like giving him a couple extra years of his career, and Kevin Stefanski kind of owes Joe Flacco for him still having a job here in Cleveland, ironically, you know, so that's what's kind of funny about that. But regardless, like, I do think there has to be a point where we can separate it. And because we did this with J.B. Bickerstaff, right? Like, J.B. Bickerstaff to a point was the right coach for this team. And then you couldn't get past a certain mark anymore. And it was like, okay, how do you take that next step? Clearly, Kevin Stefanski is better than any of the crap coaches that they had prior to, where he stabilized this organization. But who's the coach that's going to take it to the next level? That's the conversation I think comes into play. He's the hero this year. By the end of the season, we're going to find out a lot about Kevin Stefanski, his ability to develop quarterbacks. He's got two young ones. If they think that they're going to take the franchise guy maybe next year, okay, are we going to trust him to do that depending on how this season goes?
But like, even that, he's already got the built-in excuse. The same people right now saying they've got a cogent plan with these four quarterbacks. At the end of the season, people are going to go, are you really going to fire him because of Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and the two rookies not working out? And it's like, okay, well, what about all the other times? Like, even the Jacoby Brissett stuff. Okay, yeah, his stats look good, the same they did in Indy, and you weren't winning games. Like, I would put that all on Kevin, but
I mean, yeah, it was different back then because the defense was so bad. It was like reverse of what it is now.
You still had Miles Garrett and Denzel. It's just this weird situation where, like, any time you have to have a point of, like, well, why did this happen? It's, well, no, not him. That's not his fault. But did you see what he did with Jacoby? I'm like, okay, the same stats that he put up Indy.
And here's the other thing, Nick, because you brought this up too, like deciphering the hot seat for both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. This kind of feels like a crossroads for those two. A year ago, I think everybody was on the Andrew Berry's the problem. He can't identify talent, right?
And I think there's still some people there.
Well, I know, like, the Morning Boys talked about it this morning, like the idea that like his approval rating might be lower than ever right now because of the Quinshon Judkins situation. And that's fair. But listen, if this class that he just drafted, Andrew Berry, if three or four guys from this class in year one hit, and there's one that at least one that has to, Mason Graham has to be a hit, because if you traded down from Travis Hunter and Mason Graham stinks, then that falls directly in his lap as the GM of this team.
Here's the thing.
But if, hold on,
it's like, all about the quarterback.
No, for sure. He's going to be, but right. Okay. I'll get to that. But if three or four guys from this class hit, now all of a sudden it might be like, okay, I'm willing to see Andrew Berry see this thing through a little longer to see if he can actually build a roster with young guys. But if this team, if those guys hit and the team only wins three games again, that's where I think it then falls on Kevin Stefanski, where it's like, well, this guy had these talented players that Andrew Berry finally drafted for him and he didn't get anything out of it. So what's going on here? That's what I'm talking about with the crossroads. But to Andrew Berry's point, you're right. He will be judged by the quarterback he takes. But right now, the quarterback that he's tied to is Deshaun Watson, and he survived that somehow.
It's just interesting, like, I honestly think you could answer this, because I think the idea both are going to be fired at the end of the season, that would be a lot of radical change. And I do think it's enough to try and find one head coach or one GM. Do I think that there's a chance that you get through the season and you grade both guys and you go, well, across the 6 years, here's what we haven't done right, here's what we have done right, but we need to make a change somewhere? And I think right now, to me, the guy in 3 months' time, if it's just not working out, I'd go with the head coach, because the head coach, you can swap out the head coach in this situation and see if you can get different results with those players if a new GM comes in. Again, I'm not. This is not an endorsement of Andrew. He has had his swings and misses, but say so is Kevin, specifically with the Deshaun thing.
Yeah.
There is a part where you go, if you bring in a new GM, I mean, the whole roster's getting turned over, and this becomes, instead of get the quarterback next year and win, this becomes, all right, we're going to tear everything out. All these old guys are getting blown out. Yeah, we're going to change the way we do business.
Well, and also when you have two draft picks, two first-round draft picks like they do next year, when you're in a position to maybe draft that franchise guy, it's always easier to change out the coach and bring in a guy who then can have say in who his quarterback's going to be rather than the GM, and then everything changes, and you might not even take a quarterback that next year because you're like, well, hey, I want to build the roster differently. We'll punt on the quarterback conversation until later. So I agree. It becomes easier. But that leads to the point I was saying. Like, that's kind of a crossroads here where this time, like, not necessarily this time, but like January of next year, depending on how the season goes, if some of Andrew Berry's guys hit, if Cedric Tillman hits, if DeJuan Jones hits, we might start changing our tune on Andrew Berry and actually start pointing more at Kevin Stefanski and saying, he only got 3 wins out of this roster that now has guys that are actually turning into good talents. What's going on here? So I think that's why it is at the base of why I think this is the maybe biggest year of Kevin Stefanski's tenure here and why he's going to be tested more than he's ever been tested as a head coach in 2025. That's the premise of it, but the quarterback part of it is an even bigger point.
Right now, and there's a quick answer here. If you can only give a mulligan to one of them for this year, if it doesn't go the right way, right now, who are you more inclined to give the mulligan to, Kevin or Andrew?
Right now, I would give it to Kevin. But at the end of the season, like I said, if this draft class pans out and we start to see some of these other guys from previous drafts hit, I might change my tune.
216-474-0092. I want to hear from you guys. Again, I don't think it's going to be a great season, even though I think I'm excited for the season. I think there's a 3 to maybe 5-win team. I can understand all the other feelings on it, but if at the end of the season only one of them gets a mulligan, are you giving it to Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry in Top 5 Kevin in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.